This is your mother speaking, and you are listening to Mother Wellness. Join me for a mini mom break while you sip your coffee, your wine, or something a little bit stronger as we dive deep into the world of traditional wellness designed for the modern day woman. Look forward to laughing, crying, and definitely peeing through these episodes as we journey through reclaiming the art of self-care and motherhood. Like they always say, mother knows best. Welcome to the first podcast of Mother Wellness. When I tell you I recorded four other potential first episode podcasts, I literally mean I recorded four of them and was just struggling on how to put them together. And here's the one thing that you are always going to get from here. You're going to get raw, real, honest, vulnerable Hannah. And I want you to feel that way in your own life. I want you to feel comfortable and confident in who you are, that you can go out and talk about whatever is going on in your life with your girlfriends and your community. And that's what I want from the guests that we have on here. I want to be open about the topics that we discuss. So I figure, why am I starting with a topic that isn't about my journey into health? So here we go. I hope you enjoy this story. My journey to health and wellness really started after college. Yes, I grew up in a house focused around fitness, health, eating well, basically the whole circle that we have been taught as a culture. Eat low-calorie foods, eat a lot of vegetables, work out, do lots of cardio, all of the above. And what happened is that actually really damaged my mental state as a young girl. I had always been an athlete. I was a strong build, and I always wanted to be skinnier. And I had compared myself to other girls around me. And the only way that I knew from culture of how to be thin was to not eat or eat very little food. But as we hopefully all know, our bodies don't operate that way. Our bodies go into starvation mode. And so when you restrict yourself on calories, you end up binge eating later. And this started a very toxic cycle for myself at a young age. When I went to college, I got a prescription for Adderall. If you don't know what Adderall is, it is a prescription drug to, in quotations, help with ADHD. But what it also does is severely suppress your appetite. It gives you a crazy amount of energy, but for a short amount of time. It is an amphetamine, also like cocaine. So to just map that out, if any of you are unfamiliar, but I'm sure most of you are, because it is a very common prescription, especially for college students. I got on that my freshman year of college. Yes, it was to help me with my studies, my academics, and it did. I definitely feel like it helped me perform better in the classroom and finish my projects, finish my homework, but it also did something to my mind because I recognized when the drug was taking effect on my body. I knew that I could go from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. without eating. I knew I could still crush it in the gym because I had all of this energy. And so instead of taking this prescription to help me with my academic studies, I was very quickly taking it to achieve a certain body type. And I did this for 5 years. And by the end of that 5 years, I was totally miserable because it had wrecked my hormones, it destroyed my gut health, and I did not like who I was as an individual when I was taking this. And I didn't even really know who I was at that point. I had felt like without it, I didn't know what I could do. Would I still be a fast runner? Would I still like working out? Would I still eat healthy? Would I still understand moderation and portion control without taking Adderall? Those were the questions that I was asking myself as a young 20-something woman. So fast forward 4 or 5 years into taking this drug, and I started experiencing pretty intense amount of gut issues, a lot of bloating, a lot of brain fog, and so I decided to see a naturopath. After a few visits with that naturopath, he looked at me in the face and he said, "I know what the problem is." He said to me, "The Adderall is destroying your body." And it was like I had already known what it was doing, but I was too scared to get off. And this was like an angel moment for me. I felt like this doctor was exactly who I needed to be seeing in this moment, in this season of my life. And I said, okay, I want to get off. And all I can explain to you in a short amount of time is that what that drug was doing was robbing my brain of all of the good vitamins and minerals that help your body and brain function throughout the day, and basically utilizes them in a super short period of time. So then you're depleted of all of these things. Well, all of these vitamins and minerals, iron, B12, folic acid, all of these things, when you're depleted of them, rapidly affects your gut. And so what was happening is that it didn't matter what I would eat, good food, bad food, my body was not able to process and digest the food the way that your body was designed to. And so then I would end up being severely bloated. Well, what I was interpreting as bloat was, oh, I'm fat. That is what I was telling myself. I cannot eat a cookie because it is bad. I was putting food into categories as good and bad. And if I ate a good food, I was good. And if I ate a bad food, I was bad. So I would eat food very selectively. And I constantly felt like I had to eat and do the right thing. I would kill myself working out 7 days a week, and not little workouts. I was doing intense spinning classes, strength classes, all super high intense cardio classes. And I was just burning my body out. And I was seeing no change in my body, and I didn't understand why. And so the naturopath had explained to me that what my body is doing is just retaining water. My body thinks it's in a state of starvation. And so it doesn't matter how much you work out or what you eat, if your body thinks that you are in a state of starvation and it's not operating the way that it's supposed to operate, it's not going to do what you want it to do. And so we started on a path to decrease the milligrams of the prescription. And I was very open with him. I said, you know, I really don't know if I can operate without this. Like, I don't know if I could just cut out cold turkey. I'm very reliant on it. And so we cut down for 3 months. And at the end of the 3 months, I actually ended up getting pregnant with my daughter, which was another godsend, because I was taking my prescription on that last month and I was kind of panicked. I was really worried. I didn't feel like I could cut out cold turkey. And yes, I would totally categorize this as some form of an addiction because I was so dependent on this. And, you know, I went without it for 9 months being pregnant. And, you know, that was another journey, figuring out my body and my hormones during pregnancy. And I had no control over what my body was doing, because your body changes for the sake of the baby, which is a great and beautiful thing. And so I was adapting and kind of surrendering into that experience. And after I had my daughter, I had just kind of forgotten about being on Adderall, and I found my new normal. It took me several months. And I remember even several months postpartum having thoughts in my mind of, well, should I get back on Adderall to get back to the body shape that I want pre-baby? And let me just tell you, I only gained 18 pounds in my pregnancy. I worked out all the way through. I looked fantastic, but my mental state was, you need to get back to looking a certain way as quickly as possible. And Adderall is going to help you do that because it'll help you to not eat. And I remember battling in my mind thinking, I don't want to go back to that place because of where it took me. It just ruined me for several years. And so I fought that for a while. And immediately after I had my daughter, I got back into running and I got back into working out, as you do after you have a baby, and eating healthy. And what I found was I actually performed in my life overall better. I didn't have crazy mood swings. I enjoyed food more because I understood my hunger cues. I understood when I wanted to eat and when I had cravings. If I wanted dessert that night, I could have dessert. It wasn't something that had to be reserved for a special occasion or reserved after a really hard workout. I really learned how to listen to my body as a woman. And I do think that this is so important, especially for girls, because we experience so much change in our bodies just over the course of our lives. When it came to working out and running, I was the fastest I had ever been as a runner. And my body would recover really well. And so I had kind of gone down this rabbit hole of exploring more about this prescription drug and learning that everyone was kind of having the same reaction. People that had been on it and had gotten off realized that it was a big fat lie. So fast forward through that experience, and here I am, a mother of one, and feeling normal, not obsessed with only eating vegetables or eating low calorie foods or overeating protein, whatever, just living a normal life and eating wholesome foods. And the naturopath had kind of turned me over from being heavily focused on Western medicine to more of a natural route and way to live. And that took me down my journey of alternative and traditional. That has taken me down so many different rabbit holes, and I have learned so much about the health and wellness industry as a whole because of that. And I'm so grateful, because had I not exited the journey of being on a prescription medicine, I probably wouldn't have started the journey of also learning about clean living, learning about endocrine disruptors, learning about big pharma and the industry that we are all so accustomed to. I really knew nothing. And so I've spent the last 4.5 years really transitioning my life to being more clean and achieving a higher quality of living. And this stems to the types of foods that we eat, not just organic, not just vegetables at every meal, but what is actually inside all of the food that we put into our bodies. Whole foods, packaged foods, you name it. And I have learned quite a bit. I am someone that loves to cook. I have always loved to cook. I was like the OG unfortunate WordPress blogger with the really poor images on the site and posting my food on my Instagram when Instagram was brand new. And I just loved it. I started my career out of college working at a large corporate office in Beaverton. And while I loved being there, I would come home at night and play around in my kitchen with recipe development and stumbled upon making organic coconut butter, which, if you don't know, is so fantastic. It is a nut-free spread, and I got to learn about all of the health benefits of that, and I grew so passionate because I had just exited this journey of being in such a decline with my own gut health that I then launched into making a product that does wonders for your gut. And so I grew so passionate about my business and sharing that story and that product with as many people as possible. I grew in my journey of how to care for my body through food and alternative medicine. And fast forward, I had that business for about 4 years and decided that it was time to close it down at the time that I was having my second baby. I was the mom with the first baby that made all of her homemade food. I was putting breast milk into all of the smoothies and just doing all of the stuff that you see probably like the standard crunchy mom doing. Now, in no way do I categorize myself as crunchy. I have such a long way to go on my own journey of health. And I really do feel that it's a journey. I feel blessed that I have been able to learn so much in my youth, because I'm only 29, okay? I'm not that old yet. But for me, it doesn't feel overwhelming. And for so many moms and women out there, I do feel like it is overwhelming. It's this feeling of there's so much information, but none all at the same time. And where do you even start? And when you kind of start going through the process of cleaning out your life, is what we'll call this, it gets to be overwhelming. You're throwing stuff away. You're going to the store and buying things, but then all of a sudden there's a new topic of health that comes up and you're like, shoot, now I got to go swap out all my skincare. And then you're reading things online and you're like, wait a minute, are these clean ingredients or are these not clean ingredients? And it's just really hard to know. And it's constant evolving. And I also think balance is so important, and, you know, doing what feels right for you and your family. And then also not going so far to where you do feel overwhelmed and when it's stressing you out. If things are stressing you out, then don't do it. If what's working for you is working, then stick with it. But I do think it is our responsibility, especially this day and age in the world that we live in, to constantly be alert and vigilant and making better decisions for our family, because we do have access to so much great information out there. And I'm hoping that this podcast can really be that for so many women. I hope that it's digestible. I hope that it is encouraging. And I hope that you can learn something from it on each of these episodes. If you tune into all of them or some of them, I am so grateful.
I hope that you are enjoying today's episode. As always, this is completely free to you. as well as all the information on our motherwellness.com. And I hope that you will consider donating to keep this podcast alive. It takes a lot of work to put these things together. And we have put together such an awesome lineup of industry experts to come on the podcast and share knowledge with you to help us all on our journeys of health and wellness in motherhood and womanhood. So if you would consider donating and you feel like this information is valuable, please visit our website, www.mother-wellness.com, and head over to the donate page. Okay, enjoy the rest of the episode.
So going back to my story here, we were talking a bit about my love for food and my coconut butter business. And here I am now with my daughter postpartum. I'm done nursing her. And this is right before I got pregnant with my son, my middle son. And I was yet again experiencing issues in my gut. And I'm like, you've got to be joking. Like, what more can I do? And this is when I really went crazy with the food industry. I learned so much about every single individual ingredient in the food that I was buying and the food that I was putting into my body. And this is when I learned about the soil. I learned about seed oils. I learned about refined sugars more than I had ever learned before. Because again, I was born in the 90s. My mom was raised and grew up in the low calorie, low fat world. And she was also in the fitness world. So naturally, that's kind of how we were raised. And I would say, even when I was a kid, I mean, we didn't seed oils. I would say even when I was a teen and in college, we didn't know about seed oils. I was in the millennia of choosing almond butter over peanut butter, only to 5 years later then discover what peanuts do to the gut. Even nuts, actually. I'll just put nuts all in the same category. I know some of you are like, I love nut butter, and that's fine. It's fine to like certain things, and it's fine to still eat certain things. It really comes down to moderation and just really listening to your body, and some things just don't work for certain people, and that is okay. So I'm pregnant with my second boy, and I'm having gut issues again, bloating again. And the biggest trigger is that as a woman, when your body is shifting in weight from bloating, from water, from pregnancy, it really takes a toll on your mental state. And I know so many of you are probably listening to this saying, amen. It is so hard to have our bodies change back and forth, back and forth. And so this really kind of started to take a toll on my mental state. I had gone full-fledged back into working out hardcore, really paying attention to what I ate again, but in an obsessive way, not in a healthy way. And so I ended up seeing another super homeopathic doctor, and he had said, well, you have a, you know, allergic reaction to potatoes. And he had explained to me that potatoes were not just the potato that all of you are thinking about right now. He's like, potato is in the form of dextrose. It's in the form of iodized salt. It's in the form of tapioca. It's in your baking powder. And I was like, wait, what? I was mind blown. I had no idea. And what he'd explained to me is that it has all to do with the soil. And because potatoes are cheap, they can be disguised in all of these other synthetic forms, essentially. And that is what was wreaking havoc on my gut, along with a couple of other things. But that was the ultimate one. And so I went for 3 years not consuming any of that, along with the other things that he had said were bothering me. I saw more healing in my gut. And then I got pregnant again. And postpartum, my body changed, of course, naturally, and then I flung backwards again. And so then I really started to ask questions of prenatals, what I'm doing during my pregnancy, what I'm doing postpartum. And it launched me into a new space of learning about health. And so this is where I stopped taking my prenatals. I stopped taking other things. I looked to alternative options. I was taking beef liver instead. I was taking magnesium and vitamin A and all of these other things that are literally at our fingertips, we just don't know about them. So then I discover, you know, I can't eat potatoes. And I'm like, who can't eat potatoes? This is so bizarre. I've never heard this in my life. But I stopped and all of my issues kind of went away. And then after my second baby, Ezra, my issues kind of came back again. But what had changed was I was working out so much after my second baby. And I should just make a little cliff note here. I'm always someone that's very active. I've always worked out, you know, 5 to 6 days a week. So this is not abnormal for me. I wasn't working out more than my usual routine, but I wasn't seeing any change in my body at all. And my sister, who's a personal trainer, was visiting in the earlier months of my son's life. And she said, in the kindest way possible, she said, you know, for someone who is as active and works out as much as you and for how healthy you eat, she goes, I just would think that you would be a lot skinnier. And I took no offense to it because I said, that is exactly how I feel. That is, it was exactly how I was feeling all the time. Like, why do I not look different? And I know so many of women feel this way. They kill themselves in the gym. They eat all of the right foods. What is the problem? And so I said, okay, interesting. And she said, you should try strength training. Give yourself a rest. Stop killing yourself with these high intensity workouts for an hour every day. Like, you're a tired mom and you're moving all day. Like, you don't need to kill yourself. And so I said, okay. So I changed the regimen and I cut out all cardio other than running, which I run because I love running and it is my mental sanity. I switched into strength training altogether. And I watched my body completely changed. And it was the best I had looked since I had had my firstborn daughter. And I was totally wowed. So then this took me down the path of how we as women are taking care of our bodies in the fitness realm. Because I was trapped for years that you have to kill yourself with these cardiovascular exercises for an hour at a time. And what I learned is you're actually going to burn more calories by strength training. And we'll go into that in another episode. But I was like, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to do, you know, burpees and jumping jacks for 45 minutes every day. Hallelujah to that. And if some of you are like, I like doing that, then like, again, do you. This is like whatever works for your body works for your body. But for me, it just wasn't working. And so I even had shifted my fitness routine. And I would say it was in the last 2 years that my whole life really radically changed in terms of health. In our house, we have completely cut out seed oils. We do not use refined sugars. We are very particular about which foods we buy organic, and all of our meat we buy free range. I'm very particular about what kind of alcohol I consume. And what it really has come down to is our food system is completely flawed. It is completely flawed. We are lied to day in and day out in those grocery stores. We are lied to online. And you have to put in the hard work to figure out what is it that's working in my body. And for most of us, I would say we probably have damaged guts to some degree. And that is why our bodies are not functioning properly. And they aren't digesting our food properly. Therefore, our bodies are not looking a certain type of way. Now, I will say I am absolutely in love with my body. I have birthed 3 babies. I am so happy with where I'm at. And it has taken me a journey to get here. But now I feel like this is the most appropriate time for me to launch this podcast because I feel like I have found so much healing in my gut, in my sleep, in my activity, in my cortisol levels. And I am excited to share about all of these little things and host industry experts that are in all of these fields to share more with you about some of the things that you can do in your own life. And again, this is going to be a genuine, real, vulnerable podcast about my life, about what I've learned, and about what these industry experts have to share. And so I hope that you can dive in with us and we can be on this journey together. So that is the quick version of how I got to where I am today. And I am so happy to have you guys here. I hope this gives you a little bit of insight of the perspective of where I'm coming from when I talk about health. And now you can understand why I am so passionate about food as fuel to our bodies and food as a gift. So I'm going to wrap it up there for today. I'm so grateful to all of you for tuning into my story, and I hope you look forward to next week's episode on balance and schedule in our day-to-day lives and how to claim back peace and freedom in our day. I will see you all next week, and remember to stay well.